So I'm going to start out today because my daughter's a junior at Auburn University and say go War Eagle. So beat Florida State. So I'm going to start out like that.
Draw out there.
No, it's okay.
Huh? You got Bama guys in the locker room?
You know what? I'm not sure, but I pay a lot of money to Auburn, so I think I can say that. Out of state, tuition. Anyway, so she wants to go to the national championship game. I'm not going to let her go because I'm a mean father. But anyway, what's up? You guys doing all right? Good Christmas? Good.
Short break. Well, Cordero, you know, he's 4 yards from setting the return record. Has that been a topic? Or
My son Wilson told me about that. And they're down in Atlanta visiting my in-laws. So he goes, hey, Dad, Cordero's 4 yards away from the record. I'm like, what record? I had no idea what he was talking about. So it'd be great if he gets it. More importantly, I hope we get the win. And, you know, our guys have done a great job blocking for him. He's done a great job returning this year. It's been fun.
That record and does that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he's already mentioned me several times, yeah. I think so. I think any young player, I think it would. I think it's something to be proud of. I mean, this franchise has been around a long time. It's distinguished. It's had some great returners over the years. So I think it'd be kind of a neat deal for him and for the guys blocking for him.
28-year-old record. It's not like it was just, yeah, 85. So it's held for a long time. What did you make of what Cincinnati did with him and what he was able to do? It seemed like they were caught in between about how to strategize with him.
Yeah, it was hard because it was windy. And although it wasn't a whole lot of tailwind or headwind, it was tougher for their kicker to kick touchbacks. And they didn't want to do what Philly did the week before, obviously, and give us great field position every time. So, you know, we had a plan in for them kicking it deep. We had a plan in for them kicking it short, and both plans worked out pretty well.
You think that's going to be – how are you going to manage that going forward? Because he's obviously going to be in that Hester realm where people just don't want to touch him maybe.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you play. This weekend, Detroit's going to try to kick touchbacks. I mean, both their kickers, they've had two, you know, obviously Akers, and he's been kicking all touchbacks the last two games pretty much. And Sam Martin's done a great job, the young rookie punter they have. If either kicker kicks off, I would expect them to kick it as high and as deep as they can, looking for touchbacks.
Season's almost over. How do you assess Jeff's play in the scope of a rookie?
You know, he's had some really good games. He's had some games that we've learned from. I'm real proud of his progress. He's, like I've told you guys before, he's a very smart young man, and he takes it very seriously, works very hard, sent him down to the Dome again today to continue his progress. So he is, he's had a good, solid rookie year for a young punter. And, you know, his net would be over 40, almost 41 yards if it wasn't for the one return against Green Bay. That was not his fault. You know, it was not very good coverage. Now, our coverage has helped him on other plays and has helped his net tremendously. But I'm real proud of what he's done this year, and hopefully he'll continue to get better, which I'm sure he will.
As a unit, do you feel like you guys, you know, you still got one more game to assess, but when you think back, you know, the Cleveland, you had some hiccups and obviously some surprises, but as a whole, do you think you've done enough to kind of maybe not have too much riding on what happened there to evaluate it?
We go back to the Cleveland game. We did it, you know, we talked about after the Cleveland game, you know, we were ready for the one punt fake. I mean, we just missed the tackle. I mean, that's one we had run all week long. And then one player forgot to look outside in, and that's something we harp on all the time, and we continue to harp on. But I thought we played well in that game. Other than that, you know, we caused a turnover. We had some big plays. But throughout the whole year, I think the one thing that we really need to focus on is our kickoff coverage. I don't think we cover kickoffs nearly as good as we did a year ago. And Blair's kicked as many touchbacks, and he's kicked well, kicked off well for us again. So I think kickoff return's been good. Punt return's been good. Punt's been good for the most part. You know, field goal block. We haven't any blocks, but, you know, not many teams get those anymore with the new change in the rules. But concerned about kickoff coverage and what we need to do to get better, and that'll be my focus in the offseason. You good?
Yep.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.